When I was a kid, I was always so impressed by movies like The Nightmare Before Christmas and Corpse Bride. I would spend hours with Play-Doh and a camcorder messing around with stop motion and film. Most of what I did turned out awful, but it inspired me to try it again because of how it was a part of my life for so long. My research paper was about women in the film industry. This issue was extremely important for me for many reasons. I talked about how women aren't as respected in the industry as men. My project was supposed to represent myself as a woman directing a film by myself and succeeding. In the end, directing was pushed to the side and my research paper didn't connect that much. Throughout the process, I needed a lot of help to accomplish and pull off what I had imagined. The process that I took to complete the intricate set and doll was needed for my stop motion film and took a total of 10 hours. To start, I needed to build the set. This proved to be the biggest challenge due to the fact that I've never built a realistic scale model of a house before. I found a couple of people who had experience in miniatures. They helped me with scaling and furniture building. Without them, I wouldn't have known how to even start. Secondly, I had to sculpt a 1x1 inch face out of clay. And this is something I've never done before. And boy, it was hard. I looked online and found a woman who specialized in doll making. I contacted her and explained my situation. She emailed me a detailed list of steps to take. Without her, I would have dropped out of freestyle. So I would say the collaboration was successful. After completing my project, something dawned on me. I spent a huge amount of time on all the pre-production. I literally sewed a doll dress to fit my character, by hand. Why would I do this, you ask? Well, I was just as confused, so I sat down and I thought about it, really hard, and something hit me. When I thought back on this project and how much fun I had, not one thought of producing, directing, or anything like that came to mind. All I could think about was how much fun I had making the set and making my character. This was extremely alarming to me, considering I've spent the last 3 years thinking that I wanted to go to film school and become a director. I found myself in a regular identity crisis. Suddenly, I felt like I wasted the project. I wish I could go back, knowing what I know now, and focus more on set design. Although I don't regret what I learned during my process, I still feel slightly sad. I think something I'm really glad I did, even though I wanted to rip my hair out, was teach myself After Effects. I wanted to create a flame effect that followed the fireplace and candelabra as the candle moved. To create this effect, I had to do motion tracking, which doesn't sound so hard, but since I had a total of 6 flames, I had 6 trackers, and layering those trackers was so darn confusing. As weird as it sounds, I think After Effects, namely technical literacy, is also the 21st century skill I least improved on, because the motion tracking was so hard, it was the only thing I had time to learn. Time management was a constant problem, and not because I wasn't working hard or allocating my time properly. In my rubric, I said I would have 5 minutes of film. Ha! No. I ended up with 1 minute. Barely. I spent so much time taking thousands of pictures. I think the thing I'll take out of this is not to put pressure on myself. Even though I didn't reach my original goal, I'm extremely proud of myself. I could never imagine, even a year ago, that I'd be at this point in my work. The quality of my content has been something I've always strived to have at a high level, and I finally feel like I've reached that point.